looking stroke there for Braden. And that's the first free throw attempted and even made by Bannex on the night.
More importantly, though, it does stop the clock and gives them an opportunity to go ahead and get on that line, get some points out of the deal, and also get hot.
Bailey Hines checks it in for Canarian for Bannex. As the second free throw is off the back of the iron, rebounded by number 5, Shank of Cass City. And here comes the pressure from Bannex. The trap all the way across. Orban gets through with knees. Passes it into Israelson in the right post, and there's a whistle. Look at this, going to be a foul against Bannex. Ben Braden was there to commit it. His first, and Bannex's first of the half. So Cass City will get the ball underneath their own hoop on the right side of your radio. As Krug now checks in for Labor for Bannex. Orban passing this one in. Nothing much going there. Kicks it into the corner for the three. This one is good. Colin Hartwick was his second three of the night. Now with 6, pushes the lead to 12, 38 to 26. Cass City leading. 6:40 left in the third quarter. Braden on the right wing. Resetting the offense. Over to Termel. Kicks it into the left elbow to Will Sutton. Double team coming from Israelson. And number 11 kicks it out to number 45, Krug, for the free throw line jump shot. This one's good. Krug's first 2 points of the night. Back to 10-point lead for Cass City. 6:15 left in the third quarter. And Orban dribbles out of bounds, trying to regain possession. Looks like his last touch by Bannex. Cass City ball in front of the Bannex bench. Hartwick passes this one in to Perry. Perry kicks it back to Hartwick. And then Israelson goes up for, looks like an attempted dunk, but he's blocked on the way up by the Bannex defense. And Braden tries to pass this one forward to Termel. Termel didn't see the ball coming, goes right out of bounds. Cass City ball, 90 feet from their own hoop, 6:02 left in the third quarter. Bannex trails by 10 to Cass City, 38 to 28.
Missing a dunk will give a coach gray hair real fast.
Perry dribbles this one in, gives it over to Israelson from the right post. Goes up for the two, and it's good. Israelson now with 8 points on the night. His first two of the second half. 40 to 28, Cass City by 12. Braden kicks it out to number 2, Heinz on the right wing, back up to Termel. Now over to Krug on the left wing. And a little of a tangle and dribbles out of bounds. Cass City ball.
Yeah, that was a nice defensive play. That was number 11, Jacob Perry. All he had to do was just stand there, and there wasn't anything that the Bannex player could do.
5:35 left in the third quarter. 40 to 28, Cass City still by 12. And it's ripped away by Bannex. And it was going out of bounds by Bannex, so Will Sutton try to save it. Instead goes out of bounds, and it's Cass City ball underneath their own hoop. Orban passes this one in. On the court also, Lucas Schenk, Israelson, number 11, Perry. And taking the shot is number 4. That would be Hartwick. The 3 goes no good from him. Israelson goes up for the first shot. That one's no good. Gets his own rebound. This one goes air ball right over the rim. And here comes Bannex, trailing by 12. Braden in the left corner takes 2 dribbles in for the long runner. This one's no good. Rebound, Will Sutton goes out from the right post. This one's blocked by Israelson. And out of bounds, hatchet ball.
Will Sutton's becoming a little bit more active out there, and that's good.
Substitution for Cass City is number 12, Cody Ross. He replaces number 11, Jacob Perry. Matt Kramer in the game for Bannex now. Kicks it into Braden from the left corner. This one bounces twice off the rim for the 3. No good. Loose ball, and we have a whistle off of the ball. It's going to be an off-ball rebounding foul on Cass City. A hold. That's Cass City's second team foul of the half, and the second against number 5, Lucas Schenk. Bannex ball underneath their own hoop on the left side of your radio. Kramer passes into Braden, left corner, dribbles out to the left wing, throws this one over to Termel on the right wing. Into the right corner to Kramer. Back up Termel, top of the key, takes the 24-footer. This one's short by about 6 inches. Rebounded by Kramer. Back up Termel, right wing. Over to Braden, left wing. Kramer dribbles down the baseline from the right side, and we have a kickball out of bounds. Number 4, Hartwick for Cass City, got his foot on that one.
That was a good ball movement by the Hatchets, Clark. Hardly any dribbles whatsoever. They're moving that ball like it was on a string.
And Cody Ross comes in to replace Lucas Schenk. And we have another kickball. out of bounds on the far side of the radio is Bad Axe. 4.5 to play in the third quarter. It's Cass City 40, Bad Axe 28. Braden over to Termel, and he bounces, passes this one right out of bounds, out of the reach of Kramer. Cass City ball now with another substitution for Bad Axe, number 22, Nick Flannery. As number 12, Matt Kramer sits down on the bench for Bad Axe. John, you weren't kidding when it feels like a hockey with all the substitutions here.
Something else the Hatchets are going to have to worry about is the turnovers.
And Will Sutton goes in for the pass and steals it away from Cass City. Now resets the offense out of the key as Braden. Termel for three from the left wing. This one's up off the mark. Rebound Bad Axe, though, as number 22 goes up for the shot. Nick Flannery is slammed out by Israelson on the block. Here comes Cass City. Orban, top of the key, kicks it over to the left wing to number four, Hartwick, for three. And it's good. Hartwick with his third three of the night, his second of the third quarter, pushes the lead to 15, 43 to 28. And Bad Axe calls a full timeout. You're tuned to WLAW. We'll be back after this.
Hi, Todd Bowers with Moore Motors in Caro. We now have the largest selection of trucks in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. We have acquired a great new inventory of 2013 models and have a few 2012 trucks that can have savings of over $10,000. Hurry in before the 2012s are all gone.
Another reason your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.
Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81 or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
By 15, 43 to 28 for the home team, the Bad Axe Hatchets. Bax just called a full timeout to recover. Little thoughts.
You know, Cody Orban has 16 points in the first half, and he's blanked right now. Does that mean he's not doing a good job? No. He's one of the few players in the thumb that he makes other people around him play better just by his presence. The way he distributes the ball, it's been really a thing of beauty to watch.
Termel dribbles into the paint, kicks it over to number 44. Will Sutton going up for the shot, and there's a whistle. He had three maroon jerseys all over him as he tried to go for the shot. Looks like they say he was on the floor when he was fouled. Foul goes against number 12, Cody Ross of Cass City. Cass City's third of the half. And Cody Ross is first. And the inbound goes into number 45, Krug. Puts up the shot quick, and it's good. Do they say it is? No. They do say the shot is good. It's an old-fashioned three-point play coming up here for Tanner Krug and the Bad Axe Hatchets. Tanner Krug now with 4 points of the night, all coming in this third quarter with one free throw to go. Fouls on Cass City's number 12, Cody Ross, a quick second foul, and Cass City's fourth of the half.
Tanner Krug just moved in the open area and got fed, and it was a beautiful feed for him.
And the free throw goes no good. Rebound, offensive rebound for Bad Axe. As number 22, Flannery, takes the shot. This one's an air ball. Rebound by Cass City. Perry over to left wing. Orban back up to Hartwick. Back to Orban, left corner. Back up to Hartwick, right wing. Deeper into the right wing is now number 22, Dickinson. Resets the offense. Out of the key, Hartwick being guarded by Termel. Now dribbling over to the left wing. Dribbles right into the free throw line, kicks it out to number 22, Dickinson, as he goes into Israelson, goes up for the, and he slams it home, two-handed, that made it look too easy, and there's a foul. That's a high percentage shot, John, when you go up for two hands and take it home and get fouled.
That's what you call a 99% shot.
Yes, he missed one last year, I suppose. So Israelson now with 10 points on the night, including a dunk. As Bad Axe is number 22, Nick Flannery gets his second foul. Bad Axe is second of the half. It's a 15-point lead once again for Cass City, 45-30, with 3:05 left in the third quarter.
Cass City is showing really good patience on the last possession. And, of course, it results in the Israelson dunk.
And the free throw is good. It's now a 16-point lead for Cass City. Termel nearly had his pass intercepted, and Israelson actually steals it on the baseline. Here comes Orban. A one-on-two goes up for the shot, and there's a whistle. Orban went up for the shot. He has two coming. Bodies all over the floor, now getting up slowly.
Looks like the fouls on Austin Termel. He thought he was set. He thought he